don't think Morales is capable of not speaking for a whole day.
No, Morales can't. That's one thing Morales is incapable of, is shutting up, as you can tell by listening to the station. Dude cannot shut up. All right, that's Morales for you. All right, so, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for being out there. By the way, I'm going to quit saying that because I don't care. Right?
Right. Yeah.
It takes makes no difference to me.
Yeah, it takes away some of your edge.
Yeah, I want edge. 877-710-ESPN. I'll give you edge if you call into the show. Email John. This is Jonathan Aparicio. I am a huge fan of the show. Listen to you guys for over 15 years. My question is more for John, but would love to know Mesa's take as well. Why is George Mikan's number not retired by the Lakers and hanging in the rafters?
Okay, I don't know if Michael's still there, but my understanding is there is one banner that represents a group of guys who played in Minnesota, and George is recognized there. Plus, Mace, I think George Mikan wore number 99, which no one has asked to wear ever.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I think it's kind of de facto, you know, retired. But I think he's recognized along with, like, Vern Mickelson and that whole group.
Yeah.
On one of the banners. I'll look next time I'm in there, but I'm pretty sure they're all recognized with a Minneapolis banner up in the rafters.
Okay. Let's see. This is William DeVinny. Big fan of the show. Want to include a small role, big impact scene that was brought up, that was brought up. Remember, this is Ireland brought this up yesterday. Small roles in movies or television that had gigantic impact in the story. He says, Will Ferrell as Chaz in Wedding Crashers. In the movie for less than 10 minutes
role.
And steals every scene, he says. That's a really good point. Really good point. Mason John, I am so confident UCLA will win this weekend. I will take any bet or challenge with any of you. I'll do a pie in the face or whatever you want to do. I am not talking spread. I'm all in. UCLA money line. Straight to the title. Who wants Gonzaga? Love the show. That's Chris Towell.
Well, I can't pick against UCLA, but you could do the pie in the face bit with him. That's a Dan Patrick thing, but we could steal it.
Is that a Dan Patrick thing?
Yeah, they bet like if the loser has to take a pie in the face on camera.
Well, let's not rip it off directly.
Well, I mean, are you kidding? Sports radio is totally derivative. They probably got it from us.
Let's use a cake.
By the way, small role, big impact.
Yes.
Tweet from Nico. Ireland, wouldn't Mason fit the small role, big impact on account that he's always on vacation?
Good point. I like that.
You have a very big role on the show, but yeah, you're never here.
I do have a large role, and I do miss a number of shows during the course of the year.
Mace, I think that your camera time as fan number two in a league of their own is probably a small role with a huge impact.
Yeah, first of all, it's angry fan number three.
Thank you
for remembering.
That's a highly underrated movie.
I played a significant role. Right, you know, the movie ends with that big slide. I think it's
Lori
Petty Davis sliding.
Lori Petty knocks Gina Davis over.
Right. And I'm right there and you can see me. I take my old fashioned hat off and I slam it on the railing in front of me. Like, I can't believe. And I got much praise from director Penny Marshall in that one. Much praise. Let's see. Do you want to? You want to take some calls?
Why not? We might. Maybe we'll get a guy and you. You can yell at him like the guy in Cleveland.
I intend to. John in Los Angeles, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to tell you my MVP for the pandemic was alcohol and gaming. Nobody got it better than the gaming world, and I just wanted to say that.
That's a really good point. People disappeared into their video games, into their Call of Duty and all those things, and everybody on Twitch doing it. Yeah, that's a really good call. John, are you a gamer? Were you ever a gamer?
No, I've never got the video game bug, but there's a couple of guys on my street that work in the video game industry. And it's a huge, you know, there are guys like me and Michael in the video game industry that announce video games.
Wait a minute. Are you still doing that?
Oh no, there are video game teams and there are announcers for the teams.
Oh,
like you could be Steve Mason, the voice of like the Lakers gaming team.
Wow. Yeah, I'm up for that. Somebody want to call me up, go ahead. Email venicemace@gmail.com. I'm always looking for extra work. You know, side hustle, man. You need a side hustle. Chip in Westwood. Chip, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey, man.
How you guys doing? Hey, question for you guys. Given how much basketball AD and LeBron have played, and of course we never want to see our stars injured, but don't you think, given the nature of this injury, this is the most opportune time to give these guys rest?
It is, but, Chip, it depends how far they slide in the standings. If it kicks them into the play-in tournament, is it worth it that you're going to have to rise out of the play-in tournament to get back to the finals and you don't get that week off? That's where I would weigh one against the other. If they could hold on to one of the top six spots, you're right, this could be a blessing in disguise. But if they slide to 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, then they've got to play their way back in. I don't know if I would take that trade-off. Would you?
Well, I mean, if it helps the rest of the team gel a little bit more and gives them, you know, some more playing time,
I think it might be the best of both worlds. You know what? I agree with you. It could be blessing in disguise. Those guys are going to be fresher and stuff for the playoffs. They won't have played together a lot. I mean, LeBron and AD, but they won't have played together with Andre Drummond a lot.
But in the end,
I think they're going to slide to the play-in tournament.
And by the way, guys, the thing that did, like you said, the team could gel and you know, other guys could get more minutes. That's all true. But the team is built around LeBron and AD. So gelling with a bunch of guys who aren't going to be out there in crunch time isn't necessarily as valuable as it would be playing with LeBron and AD. So you never want to have injuries. If your point is that these guys not burning out by playing less minutes could help, I see your point. But I want to get those guys back ASAP, Mace, because these guys, and especially Drummond, have to get used to playing with LeBron and AD because those guys are going to have the ball with the game on the line in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, those are the guys that are the most critical. Obviously, they don't win without those guys. They don't win without one of those guys. Without one of those guys, they don't win. The season is completely dependent now on health and the ability for those two guys to get back on the floor. And I would like to see them all on the floor together for some stretch of time before we actually get to the postseason. I think the postseason starts May the 22nd. So you've got a little bit of time here. What's the estimation? Yesterday, LeBron James' mom was on Clubhouse. Do you know what Clubhouse is?
I do.
Yeah. She was on Clubhouse. She said 3 weeks for LeBron or 4 weeks maximum. That's
sounds
what
about
LeBron
right.
James' mom says.
Yeah, I've been kind of targeting in my own head May 1st as a hopeful. But it could be sooner, could be later. I mean, I'm not in there working with them, so I don't know.
And AD is just tough to figure. I mean, they're very close to the vest on exactly what's going on with AD and where he is in terms of recovery.
Right. And so if you could get him back in the middle of the month, it'd be, you know, obviously huge.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. And speaking of getting back in the middle of the month, the L.A. County and the state have cleared sports arenas to hold up to what percent, John? 10%?
Yeah, well, I think that's where most of these teams are going to start, is doing 10%. But the fact they've all – what any team official, with not just the Lakers, but any of these teams in California, has been saying, if you ask them when are fans coming back, is we go by the guidelines of the county. We're waiting for the county to let us know what we can and can't do. So today was the green light from the county to bring back partial fans. And so I think that they're going to start at 10% and work their way up from there.
Yeah, that is just absolutely huge. I mean, I can't wait to be in a ballpark again.
Yeah, so it should be about 1,900 people at Staples Center
in a ballpark, in a stadium, in an arena, all that stuff. It's gonna feel like a huge relief that life is actually returning to normal a little bit. What do you know about Drummond? Drummond's for sure not going to play tonight, right?
I don't know if they've come out and said that, but what I've been told by people who cover the team is likely going to be out for a couple of days. So
yeah, so he could be back on Sunday.
Yeah, good. That's a day game Sunday, 12:30 tip.
Yeah, Clippers.
Yeah, so I mean, but any little bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. By the way, tomorrow, Ireland versus Travis Four, the rematch. Last time ended in a tie. They're playing at Yorba Linda. Black and Black Gold Golf Club. It starts at 9 a.m. You can watch hole-by-hole coverage on our 710 ESPN at ESPN Los Angeles social accounts. By the way, you know who's doing play-by-play tomorrow? I just got word. Cap of the Sedano, LZ, and Cap show, along with Greg Bergman, are doing play-by-play on our at ESPN Los Angeles social sites tomorrow.
So I wonder if those guys are going to be out there or if they're going to be doing it remotely.
No, I don't know. There's no television coverage. They have to.
No, it's going to be on Twitch.
I think they're actually going to be there calling the action.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Well, you know that, like, for example, when TNT or ESPN does a game at Staples Center, those announcers aren't there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I do know that. But they have
like tonight, when Michael and I do the game in Sacramento, we're doing it from L.A.
But clearly, this is a much bigger event.
Yeah.
So they're in person.
All right,
yeah,
we'll
see. They're in person. They're in person. Thank you to our partners, Coors Light, Roger Dunn Golf Shops, and Black Gold Golf Club. And already there is momentum behind me versus John in golf. I am a 63 handicap, we decided.
No, I'm going to give you 53 strokes.
53 strokes.
Yeah. So you're starting way ahead.
Way ahead. And I probably have to take some lessons in order to get that right.
I don't think you have the patience to take lessons, so I'm counting on beating you easily.
Oh, my God, I'm nothing if not patient, John.
And the only rule we're going to have is...
How else do I work with you? It requires a lot of patience.
I see, but here's the thing. You got to play by the actual rules.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You're in trouble.
You think I'm not the guy that Googles the answers during the games. I play straight up, man. I'm not using the foot wedge during this game. I'm playing for real.
That's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
Oh, that reminds me, Mace. We forgot to do the jerseys, the top song jerseys.
Oh yeah. Why don't we? Let's see. We got. Why don't we do it right now? Let's do it right now. We got Jess Mendoza in a minute. But John, top 10 best selling Major League Baseball jerseys this year.
Now, is this since the World Series?
Since the World Series, correct.
Let's see. So top 10 and three strikes and I'm out.
Three strikes and you're out.
All right. I'm going to say who would be it for the there's got to be somebody from the Dodgers. The hottest Dodger was Corey Seager. I think he'll be in the top 10.
Corey Seager number 13.
Oh, so that's strike one.
One strike.
So then if it's not him, it's Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, number one. Number one selling jersey, Mookie Betts, Dodgers jersey.
Okay. Mike Trout's got to be there even though he didn't have a good year.
Mike Trout is number 10. The best player in baseball, the 10th best selling jersey.
No personality. What about Tatis?
Tatis, number three. Good job, Michael.
Very good, Michael.
Oh, he's a hot dunk player,
okay,
man.
Okay, so no, Michael, we've got to think of guys, good players, who have recently changed teams.
Oh.
Okay, so for example, I think Francisco Lindor will be on that list.
Francisco Lindor, number eight.
Okay.
The new 11-year, $340 million
There's going to be another Dodger at least.
So
Michael, do you think Kershaw's still there?
No, it's got to be somebody young and hot, so it's got to be Bellinger, right?
Yeah, let's go Bellinger.
Bellinger, number two best-selling jersey.
All right, so we've got one, two, and...
You got one, two, three.
Okay. All right, so Michael, what other big name... Oh, there's got to be a Yankee in there. Would it be Judge?
Got to be Judge, 99.
Yeah, Judge.
Aaron Judge is number six.
Yeah.
So you've got one, two, three, six, eight,
okay,
and
10. Michael, the other guy that's got to be there because he's only played there for 1 year is Bryce Harper is always in the top selling jerseys.
Still,
yeah, but Harper.
Harper, number four.
Okay. So we have one strike and how many spots left?
You have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Two spots left.
Okay.
You're missing number five and number seven.
Hey, Michael, what do you think about Arenado?
Because he
changed teams.
Oh, yeah. He's with the Cardinals now.
Yeah,
so that's
we'll go Arenado, Mace.
Arenado, number 11, you just missed.
Oh.
That is two strikes. So you're missing number five, number
Michael,
seven, number nine.
Mm-hmm. Michael, who's that guy in Atlanta that everybody
Acuna.
Thinks is?
Acuna.
Yeah, Acuna. But we want him. We want Acuna.
Acuna Matata.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is number seven. So you're missing just number five and number nine.
And we have two strikes?
Two strikes.
I would, Michael, I would say Garrett.
Pressure's on.
I would say Garrett Cole, but I don't. People don't like Garrett Cole.
Yeah. What about?
I think we should circle
what
back.
What about Christian Yelich?
Oh.
Former MVP.
But going he plays in Milwaukee. What about Javi Baez? Would somebody from Chicago be on the list?
Yeah, you would think someone would.
You want to make that the guess?
I mean, that's probably the safest one.
What
about the kid in Toronto? What's his name? Vladimir's.
He's in Toronto. Those jerseys never.
Take
sold.
One shot, guys.
Okay, let's go with Javi Baez.
Javi Baez, number 12. The ones you were missing. It goes Mookie 1, Bellinger 2, Tatis 3, Bryce Harper 4, Clayton Kershaw number 5.
The old man.
Aaron Judge, Ronald Acuna Jr., Francisco Lindor, and then, weirdly, Kike Hernandez, who has signed with the Red Sox,
really?
Will be their second baseman every
That's
day.
Weird.
And Mike Trout is number 10. Yeah.
I never would have got Kike. But the other one, Mace, I was going to mention was I thought Yadier Molina could be there.
He's too old.
Yeah, he's pretty washed up. He's number 15.
Yeah.
He just signed a new deal, actually.
We did okay, Michael. We got
that was totally credible. Totally credible.
I bet you we couldn't get the top 10 NBA selling jerseys.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have to hold on that thought because coming up next for you is Jess Mendoza from ESPN. We'll talk about the Dodgers and the baseball season writ large. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Okay.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, I got an update. This is from Mike Trudell. Andre Drummond with the toe contusion thing stayed behind in Los Angeles and is out for tonight's game in Sacramento. Meanwhile, Wesley Matthews questionable with a neck contusion. Yeah, he's been one of their most reliable three-point shooters the last couple of weeks. Lakers at Sacramento tonight. Kings have won 7-9. Darren Fox has been fantastic. Meanwhile, Dodgers are at Colorado after losing the season opener. Trevor Bauer makes his Dodgers debut versus Antonio Senzatela for the Rockies. So hope for a better result tonight as the Dodgers are in their opening weekend of the season.
All right, so have you been following this story about the Chargers ownership, by the way?
You know, I have not been following it. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Okay, so Dean Spanos owns the Chargers.
Yes, a beloved guy.
His sister is named D-E-A, okay? She has asked a court to force a sale of the Chargers because she wants her portion of what she owns. She doesn't want to be a football owner. She wants money.
Okay.
She's represented in this lawsuit by Adam Streisand. And if that name sounds familiar, Streisand represented Steve Ballmer in his purchase of the Clippers. He represented Jeannie Buss in the legal fight that cemented her as the controlling owner of the Lakers.
Yep.
In her petition, Dee Spanos alleges that the family trust, which owns 36% of the Chargers, is $353 million in debt.
Wow.
And the four Spanos siblings each own an additional 15% of the team. She says Dean has failed to present any plan to address the bleak financial picture because there is no other plan than this one urged by his sister. Dean simply refuses to discuss it. His plan is hope. what her plan is she says, and she's got documents that say this, is that he promised to maintain an investment bank that would sell the team by the 2024 season.
Oh, wow.
So we could have a new Charger owner here within the next 3 years.
Boy, if you're an NFL owner, how could you lose money? Because the TV money alone takes care of the payroll and all the other debts.
Right.
Well, Dean Spanos is a renowned genius. He's beloved everywhere he goes.
now, Now, in the filing,
he's figured out a way, Michael.
Yeah.
Dean and two of his siblings released a statement saying they want to keep the team in the family. They said, if necessary, they're prepared to buy out their sister's stake in the franchise. He said, for the three of us, the Chargers is one of our family's most important legacies, just as it was for our parents. Unfortunately, our sister D seems to have a different and misguided personal agenda. Dean and his two other siblings, say the operations of the Chargers will be entirely unaffected by this matter. But D has a pretty high-powered lawyer, and she seems to have a case here.
Right, and she seems to own, I mean, she owns, how many kids are there?
I don't know the answer to
okay.
that.
Okay, so I thought it was three. She owns 12%, and then she owns another 15%, so they got to buy out 27% of the franchise. Now, do they have the wherewithal to be able to do that?
I don't know.
$2.6 yeah. billion is the Chargers' worth, so what percentage does she own?
27%.
Well, let me do the math.
I love it's over $500 million.
I love counting other people's money.
Yeah,
yeah, it isn't great. I love talking about
Well, and you know what's
11
interesting?
11 years, $341 million.
You guys know now. Selling an NFL team is crazy because these things print money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but if they forced a sale, rumor has it somebody who wants in is Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon.
Can he afford it?
Oh,
not only could he afford it, his ex-wife
could afford
it.
He's got it in his pocket.
I think he makes so much money. He's so rich. I think he could buy every NFL team and have a lot of money left over.
Every NFL team.
Think about it. Yeah, the Cowboys are worth $5 billion, and he's worth $123 billion, something like that. So, and there's 30 teams. Let's say every team is worth, on the average, of $3 billion. That's $90 billion.
Right.
He can afford to buy the whole league if he wanted to.
You know, one of the interesting things, and this is what the sister D. By the way, isn't it weird that one kid is named Dean, D-A-A-N, yeah. and the other one is D, D-E-A?
So imagine when their mother was calling them for dinner. Hey, D. And Dean would go, what? No, not you, D.
D. All right. Hey, one of my favorite people online right now, Jess Mendoza from ESPN. Hey, Jess, how are you?
What's up? Baseball season is here, boy.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. All right, Jess, let's start with this. Clayton Kershaw started yesterday for the Dodgers. He struggled a little bit. He's getting older. Do you think that was probably, let's start Kershaw on opening day because it's tradition. He's earned it with his legacy. But either Bauer or Buehler is probably the number one starter after this, or am I reading too much into it?
Well, I think, if you were to go just straight, like, forget anyone's back history, and you're just coming in, I don't mean back, like, the part of the body, but just your history, right?
Yep.
Like, Walker Buehler is the ace of the staff, if you look at just true stuff. Trevor Bauer could show the same. We just want to make sure that 1 year last year wasn't an outlier because of his numbers before that. Those two guys, I think, could even prove this season they're better pitchers. But I 100% agree with you. I mean, you're not going to sit here and nine straight opening day starts till Clayton Kershaw, after winning a World Series, hasn't showed, like, I know he struggled in the spring, but there's any reason not to give him the ball. And he gave up 10 hits. Nine of those 10 hits were, like, choppy singles. Like,
yeah, they were just ground balls.
Like, it wasn't like I heard someone say, he got crushed. Like, no one hit the ball hard, like, super hard off of him. It wasn't like, and you got to remember he's in Colorado. I'm not making excuses for him, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't an awful start. I actually credit more the Rockies because none of their approaches were to hit the long ball in Colorado. Yeah. Like, nobody was swinging for the fences. They literally were, like, 80% swings. They knew who they were facing. They know they were the defending champs. They were put the ball in play mentality, and it totally worked.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that game yesterday. It didn't look like anybody was hitting the ball hard. The hard hit rate had to be really low against Kershaw, so I understand to some degree why Dave Roberts stuck with him when he did. Now, Trevor Bauer is starting tonight, reigning Cy Young Award winner, as you pointed out, and very few people say this, but I am going to jump in on something you said. Trevor Bauer last year was spectacular. Trevor Bauer in his last full season was not. Trevor Bauer has had basically two great, great seasons, but only twice has his ERA been under 3.5. I think he's a bit of a wild card. I would love to believe that Trevor Bauer is going to go out and win 18, 19 games and all that stuff. But he's got to prove that last year wasn't, as you said, an outlier, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, especially when we're talking about the overall staff. I mean, if we look at who the best pitcher from this Dodgers staff was from just pure 2020 numbers and stuff, then Trevor Bauer's your ace, 100%. But if you got to look at the course of career, you just never know, especially in a 60-game season, what he had, what he was doing. Now, I believe he can go out and win this team 18, 19 games, 100%. But he has yet to prove the consistency of back-to-back successful seasons. He didn't have to win another Cy Young. But just showing, I mean, he had some stupid stuff last year. I mean, with his breaking ball, and if you spend more than a second talking to him, the cerebral, mind that he is, I feel like it's such a great fit to be with the Dodgers front office. And he is the kind of player I think that could even get better within that organization because they've got so much of the numbers and so much of the goodies, the stuff, the tools that you can do as a pitcher to get real nerdy and take it to the next level.
We're talking to Jessica Mendoza from ESPN. Jess, some people we talked to are buying the Angels as a playoff contender because they went out and signed a bunch of guys on one-year contracts, and they've got a lot of firepower, and they've got Ohtani back. Other people say there's not enough pitching. They're going to be the same old Angels. Are you buying the Angels in 2021?
100%. And I don't know if that's just because I really want to see my draft in October. So I'm like, it's like I put it out there. Like I picked them to win the West. Now, granted, the West is probably the worst division in all of baseball. So it's the toughest one to win with the Astros and everyone that they lost, the A's, even though they won it last year. They've lost two huge key components in their closer and their shortstop. But, I feel like this is a division for one of those three teams to grab. I don't think it's any one of theirs to dominate like we've seen the Astros do. Now, I do believe that I had a few Angels games last year. They can hit. And what they struggled with so much was pitching. They went out and got Jose Quintana, Alex Cobb, from the Cubs, Cobb from the Orioles. I do think that that's going to help them a little bit more with depth. And for Joe Maddon to kind of be able to mix and match a little bit more with the added bullpen arms as well. It was clearly their weakness. I do feel like Mike Trout is going to – he got more pitches to hit last year than he's ever gotten in his entire career, meaning more strikes because of Anthony Rendon behind him. A lot of people were watching baseball last year. I think they forgot that Rendon came to the Angels. And when you're locked in, you're watching this year, you're going to see an exciting offense. And, I agree they're going to have to pitch, but they did go out. They were more aggressive than any other team in the AL West. So I give them credit for making the right moves. We'll just see how it translates.
Yeah, you mentioned one of the key guys. I think Jose Quintana, who Joe Maddon had in Chicago, is primed for a really good year. And they added Raisio Iglesias as closer, who I think is state of the art. Last thing,
it's like adding another pitcher now that he's going to be back.
True. So last thing for you, a lot of people are saying, I've heard people say this Dodgers team is going to win 115, 116 games, going to break the all-time record. How many games do you think this Dodgers team is going to win?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that at all. I think they are good enough to be the team to, if they wanted to, they could go out and win and break the record of 116 games. I really believe that because they have that much depth. Their goal is to win another World Series. And when I think where the Mariners went wrong is they won 116 games, went ahead and lost in the postseason of the Yankees, and not obviously purposely, but you understand. So what's going to happen come September? They're going to rest guys. They're going to be okay losing games as long as they have a lock, knowing they're making it to the postseason and being able to rest guys and do all the things, especially coming off of 60 games. I feel like this year is more important than ever because these guys, especially pitchers, when I say these guys, aren't used to throwing as many innings because they just flat out didn't last year. And so they're going to save people at the end of the year if they're winning games. They're not going to go for some record. They could care less about the record. What they want to do is back-to-back 100%. That's goal number one. And because of that, I think they might flirt with 100 games, but they are definitely not going for the record.
Yeah. I think this is a team that'll break. I think they'll break 100, but I don't think they're running for 116. I just don't think that's as important to them. Hey, Jess, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. Let's do this again when you got time, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. Baseball's here, and I love talking to you guys, especially SoCal baseball, the best kind.
Awesome. Jessica, all right, thanks, thank you Jess. Very much. There's Jessica Mendoza. I love Jess doing games. And, I actually tend to side with her on that Angel count. I mean, I don't think they're necessarily going to win the division, but I think they got a prime shot at a wild card.
Who do you think wins the division?
I still think
Oakland took a big step back. They lost a lot of guys.
I still think Houston.
Oh God, hope
is
not.
The team. I still think Houston is the team with the Angels as the wild card. Yeah, I know. I hate Houston. God, hate them. All right, 877-710-ESPN. We've got Game of Games coming up for you in 15 minutes. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, let's embarrass Mace on a Friday. Yeah, that's the way to go into the weekend. By the way, I wanted to say hey to a guy named Mitchell. Mitchell, recognized not stepdad Leo, working at the Living Desert out in Palm Desert, which is one of the coolest zoos you could possibly go to. And a guy looked at the name tag and said, "You're not stepdad Leo." So,
what
Mitchell,
does Leo
thanks
do
for paying
at
attention.
The zoo?
He's a tour guide.
So right. He's like the Jungle Book cruise guy.
Yeah,
guy
so he puts
stories?
You on the card and explains all the animals and what they do. If you want a tour at the Living Desert, ask for not stepdad Leo and they will set you up.
You guys don't hate zoos?
No.
I hate zoos.
You know, the Living Desert's a little bit different, Michael.
Oh, they're wide open like they can
Yeah,
roam
wide
around?
Open. They're not. It's not like in little cages. It's like wide open space.
Think about that, Ireland. You take a lion and put him in a
Michael,
cage.
Michael, I would love to talk animals with you, but Joe Riley, the head pro at Black Gold, is on the phone.
Never mind.
And as you know, I'm a huge underdog tomorrow taking on Travis. Joe, how are you?
Gentlemen, I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Okay, Joe, how... Do you have any tips? As you know, you've seen me play against Travis. Travis is a little better than me. What advice do you have for you tomorrow if I want to keep my score down, other than I have to make putts?
Well, I think you're in good shape. Tommy, when I talked to Tommy today, and he had this
Tommy
swagger
Lamb,
to him.
Let's set the whole stage. Okay, Tommy Lamb is going to be playing.
Yeah, set the whole stage.
All right, so it's match play. It's like Ryder Cup. It is Tommy Lamb and me against Travis and Chris Morales. So you think, Joe, that Tommy could be the X factor for me?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, he had this swagger that I've never seen before out of Tommy, so I think you're going to be in good hands.
Okay, so more importantly, mm-hmm. You were there when Mason tried to play three holes and he didn't break 30.
Yes, sir.
He says that he wants to play me straight up.
My
index, Joe, is 9.4. So I'm about a 10, maybe an 11 at Black Gold. Okay? But so we came to the conclusion that I would give Mason, but we're going to play by the rules. And you saw how Mace struggled. I'm going to give him 53 strokes. All right? So if I shoot 82 and play to my handicap, that means Mason, in order to beat me, has to break 135. Can Mason, in your opinion, based on the little you've seen him, break 135 at Black Gold?
Steve, I think you're in trouble. I think
really?
It's going to be a challenge for him.
135 is so many strokes. I get so many swings with that.
Now, Joe, let me add a variable.
If we're playing by the rules and we're putting everything out, I think that would still be a challenge.
Let me add a variable to that. I think John was going to say this. What if I start taking lessons?
If you started taking lessons, I would say within 90 days, that shouldn't be a problem. Give yourself 90 days, take lessons, and get out there and practice.
Mace.
Then you should be able to break 130
for sure. So 3 months. Let's put it on the calendar right now. 3 months.
Yeah, by the way, that's perfect, Joe, because we're in April. So May, June, July, we'll be right in the middle. It'll be like right around the time of the U.S. Open.
Yep.
We could do it, Mace, in conjunction.
Mason versus Ireland 1.
Yes.
So 135. I know I can do it.
I don't see, Joe, here's the thing, and you've given a lot of lessons in your career. I don't think Mason has the patience to take golf lessons.
You know, the little experience I had, you know, we worked together a little bit during when you guys did the broadcast here, and he got stuck in that bunker for about 20 shots until the foot wedge took over.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty patient. He actually had a pretty good move at the ball, so that's why I'm giving him 90 days, and I feel like after that, I think he'll have the confidence to take you on.
Okay, awesome.
So we'll give you at least 90 days in conjunction with
The
U.S. Open. We'll play. I don't know. I can't remember. Joe, is the U.S. Open in June or July? The U.S. Open's in June. It's around Father's Day, right?
Yeah, Father's Day weekend.
Okay, so Mace, that's what you should. It's a little less than 90 days, but we'll get you. If you can get ready by the middle of June, we'll do it.
Okay. Well, we will make sure that everybody knows that tomorrow is Travis versus Ireland, number four. Ireland, you tied the last time, right?
Yeah, and Joe is there. We almost both four-putted the last hole. Neither Travis or I could navigate. What, Joe, was that 18 where we fell apart?
Yeah, that was 18, and that was a pretty difficult hole location that day. And just for you guys, I made sure that hole is in the same exact spot just for nostalgia on your end.
I'm ready for it this time, though, Joe. I'm going to baby my putt on that hole.
Everybody can follow the progress on our social media at ESPN Los Angeles. You can keep track of the match tomorrow starting at what time?
I think we're teeing off at 9, right, Joe?
Yeah, 8:45.
Okay,
8:45 a.m. Follow on at ESPN Los Angeles social channels. Scott Kaplan and Greg Bergman are doing the play-by-play. And we thank our friends at Roger Dunn Golf Shops, of course, Black Gold and Coors Light. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot, man. 3 months, man. I'm going to be out there.
I'm looking forward to it, Steve. Keep working on it, all right?
All right, I will do it.
Thank you, Joe.
There's Joe Riley from Black Gold. That'll be fun tomorrow. I am doing a podcast, but when I'm not, I am going to be watching to see if you've got a shot.
Well, if Tommy's been practicing, maybe I do have a shot. Let's see.
Yeah, Tommy's got swagger, apparently.
Now, remember, Mason, you get in the sand, open the club face, and hit the sand behind the ball.
Not the ball.
You know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to reach down. I'm going to pick up the ball. I'm going to give myself a free drop, and I'm going to take the two strokes.
Yeah, remember, Michael, that 2019 rule, he can pick up out of any bunker. Like, if he hits his tee shot into the bunker, he just picks it up, and he's line three.
That's the rule now in golf?
Yeah, because they want to speed up play.
Really?
So he's line three hitting four from where he is in the sand.
You could do that in the PGA Tour, too?
Yeah, but nobody will do it because they don't want to take the strokes.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to take advantage of that if I wind up in a bunker. All right, Michael, it's your game today.
Yes.
What is your game like?
Famous quotes. All you guys have to do is identify who said them.
Okay.
Right, cool.
Michael Thompson, Game of Games, coming up next for you. Don't forget, we got Lakers basketball for you tonight. Lakers at Sacramento taking on the Kings, and the Lakers countdown with Spock and the Jock starts at 5:30 right after Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Game of Games coming next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time. It is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit PowerProPlumbing.com. And today, it's always fun when it's Michael's game because you never know what you're going to get.
This game is famous quotes. Who or where, who said it or where you heard it. If you don't know who actually said the quote, your name is your buzzer. Jorge, I'm predicting you will get a few of these today.
All right.
Ireland, keep score. You ready?
All right. Yep, got it.
You ready, Lindsay?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First quote. When you hear it, just buzz in when you recognize who said it.
Okay.
Ask not what...
Mason.
Mason.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Way to go, Mace. On the board.
Quote number two. I am the greatest.
Mason.
Jorge. Mason was first again.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Number three. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Jorge. Is it Jesus?
Yes. I knew you'd get that, Jorge.
Jesus.
Why do you know he would get that one?
Well, because,
Jesus.
He's religious.
Yes.
The only thing to fear.
Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
That is FDR.
Right. Jeez, Mason's killing this.
Oof.
Everybody's got a plan until they.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Mike Tyson.
Yes. Until they get hit. Today, I'm the
Ireland.
Ireland.
That is FDR again.
No.
No.
Today, I'm the luckiest man.
Mason.
Okay. Mace.
Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
Mason's got four, and Jorge and I have one each.
That's Lindsay.
That's a scratch.
All right, here we go. Mr. Gorbachev.
Ireland.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes. This president said this during a speech. Ich ein Berliner.
Mason. That is also John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, June 1963 in West Berlin.
All right, Mason 5, Ireland 2, Jorge 1.
This famous player said this. Nobody goes there anymore.
It's Ireland.
Ireland.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
All
right, that's Mason a great 5, one. Nobody Ireland goes 3. There anymore. It's too crowded.
Lindsay, I'm sure you heard this quote. Go ahead.
Ireland.
Mason.
Ireland.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Sudden impact.
All right, Mason 5, Ireland 4.
Lindsay, this famous coach said this. Fatigue makes cowards of us
all.
Mason.
Let's take a shot and say Vince Lombardi.
Yes. Fatigue makes cowards of us all.
Mace with 6.
This famous coach also said this. There is only winning and misery. There is only winning and misery. Famous coach. Basketball coach.
God.
Mace.
I will say that is a basketball coach.
Ireland.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is your former coach, Pat Riley.
Yes, Pat Riley,
Pat
Lindsay.
Riley, yeah. Okay.
Why do you keep calling 6? Me out?
Because I want you to win.
None of these are from the past 3 decades.
But these are voting for you.
But they're all famous.
Hey,
okay,
I got the oldest one.
By the way,
got
most, of these quote, most of these quotes are before our lifetimes, too, Lindsay.
I got the oldest one.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Right. Yeah, George got the oldest one.
Not
okay,
really
here's one, Lindsay.
Buff, sorry.
When you come to the fork in the road.
Ireland.
Lindsay, I know this one.
Give it to Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Give it to Lindsay.
Yogi Berra.
Yes. Okay. How about this one? Winning isn't everything. It's the
Mason.
Mason.
That's Vince Lombardi.
Yes. It ain't over till it's over.
Mason. Ireland.
Ireland.
That's Yogi Berra,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this one, boys?
Mason 7, Ireland 6.
I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong.
Mason. That is Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
All right, Mason 8, Ireland 6.
I have come to give you life.
Mason. I'll take a shot at Jesus.
Yes, Book of John, okay. Chapter 10, verse 10.
I would have guessed the guy that made Frankenstein.
Oh, Jesus for the win.
Jesus. I did not have
Ireland.
Ireland.
That's Bill Clinton.
Lindsay, you should have got that one.
I didn't even finish it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Why would
nine
I
nine to
that?
Seven.
Government of the people, by the people.
Ireland. That's Reagan.
Nope. Government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Mason. Jefferson?
No. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. Gettysburg Address, 1863.
Abraham Lincoln. No,
Abraham Lincoln. You got it, George.
I'll give it to George.
Yeah, give it to George.
Speak softly and carry.
Mason. Ireland.
Mason?
Winston Churchill?
No.
Speak Ireland.
Softly and carry
Ireland.
A big stick. Ireland?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
Read
my lips. No.
Mason? President Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes. Say hello to my little
Jorge.
Ireland.
That's also Clint Eastwood.
No.
Jorge.
Jorge was next.
Go ahead, Jorge.
Scarface.
Yeah. Scarface is right.
I have a dream.
Ireland.
Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Really? I thought I was totally there for that.
Your lead is down to one, loser.
I know. I buzzed in on that.
There's no place like home.
Mason.
Oh, Lindsay. Lindsay buzzed in.
Wait a minute. I put this in front of
I heard Lindsay.
You got the lead.
I need the points.
Lindsay.
Dorothy.
That's right.
That's garbage.
How about
if
this
I lose
one?
This thing, it's completely under protest now because I was first on that.
Pay attention. Yo, Adrian.
Ireland.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone.
I thought I was first on that one, too.
Rocky.
And now you're tied.
Lindsay, you'll get this one. I'll have what she's having.
Ireland. Mason.
Lindsay. Meg or Billy Crystal.
Yes, with Harry Met
Sally. No.
No,
it wasn't.
No,
Mason.
It's not Billy Crystal.
Mason.
No, I said I was Mason.
I was first.
It's Bill Murray.
It is Billy Crystal.
No,
it is Rob Reiner's mom in the deli.
Oh, that's right. With Harry Met Sally. You're right.
That one out. 10 to 10.
Okay, Bill, throw
that one out.
All right, here's one. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Ireland. Jaws.
Yes, Sheriff Brody.
I'm now in the lead.
How about, hey, Jorge will get this one. Badges, we don't need no stinking. Ireland? Mason.
No, it was Mason.
That is
which?
The Alamo.
No.
Three.
We don't need no stinking badges. Which movie? Come on, Jorge.
I don't know, man.
We don't need any credentials.
Yeah, Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Please, we don't need any stinking badges.
I should have got that because it was about credentials.
That's right. A martini shaken, not
Jason.
Ireland.
James Bond.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
12 to 10. I got him now.
It's alive.
Jorge. Mason.
Jorge.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
Yes.
Houston, we have a
problem. Okay.
Jorge.
Apollo 13.
Yes. Rhodes, where we're going.
Okay.
Jorge.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Wow.
You had me at hello.
Mason. Jorge. Oh.
Mason.
Oh, I had that.
That is Renee Zellweger.
Yes, and Jerry Maguire.
12 to 11.
To infinity.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yes. The buck stops.
Mason.
Mason.
Harry Truman.
Yes.
Okay, it's 12 to 12. Michael, let's do three more.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Let's play two.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Ernie Banks.
Yes.
Damn.
Don't Look Back. Someone. Mason.
Satchel Paige.
Yes.
All right, this decides it. It's
this
13
is for everything.
To 13.
All right, I'll give you a hard one. I'll give you a hard one.
Just make it a hard one. Good.
We shall fight on the beaches.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Winston Churchill.
Wow. That's right.
Wow. Boom. That's for the win.
How about that? I tell you, Ireland's like another Steve Hartman. You can't beat him.
I'll tell you what, though. That was a hell of a battle.
Yes, it was. And Lindsay, you got about five or six right. I'm proud of you.
14-13.
Yeah, 14-13. That thing went to overtime.
Yeah. Jorge.
I knew a lot of them, but
I had like six, right?
You couldn't buzz in.
I couldn't get my name in.
You got and by the way, Dorothy should have given me the win.
Well,
had I known, I could have just said Harry Met Sally. I would have said that.
Yeah,
but I
right.
You know.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. That is Rob Reiner, who directed the movie, his mom, who says, I'll have what she's having, after she fakes that thing with her sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. There is a week of Mason. I give this show a full-on 9. What about you, John?
Well, there you go. It's better. What did you give it yesterday, a 6?
7.
No, I think you gave it
oh,
a 6.
Oh, you're right. I gave it a 6.
And I gave it a 7. No,
so
I
where
always
are you?
Think the show's good. You're a big whiner.
9? 9? Jorge?
9.
Lindsay?
I'll go 9.
9's across the board. All That's right. a great way to wrap up the week.
I think it's always a 10 when I show up.
All right. And
I am the Bo Derek.
Up the score.
I am the Bo Derek of this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. All right. That's it for us. Coming up next for you is Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Have a good weekend. Have a good Easter. Enjoy yourself with your family and all that stuff. And we will see you back here Monday, 710 ESPN.